The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price. The best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Where you have the most wonderful, incredible formulations, organic combinations, vitamins, sports nutrition, proteins, you name it. It's all there at Alive and Well.
Nutritional counseling. Don't forget the nutritional counseling.
Very inexpensive. It's called No Charge Whatsoever.
There you are.
Love to sit and share with you wonderful information. And don't forget our affiliation right there. So grateful with the beautiful broth cafe at Alive and Well. Broad spectrum broth. Remember, the word covers a multitude of choices, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, whatever that choice. Want wild fish, you want organic chicken, whatever. It's all there for you at terrific prices, beautiful air conditioning, a marble bar kind of thing, and seating, all that. Very great,
comfortable. But we don't have synthetic flavoring or coloring or texturizers.
None of that garbage.
Or any of the other wonderful, magical food chemical organizations of you find in the regular market.
No, none of that exists at Alive and Well. It's really organic, super. And every single day, we're so grateful to the local certified organic Maui farmers, because every day that magnificent produce is brought in fresh to us. And also, the high concentration of the organic vegetables made into the juices only in glass that are given and that anyone can take at the Broth Cafe. It's all over there. You can purchase it over there. It's wonderful. I do the green juices every single day of my life and the wonderful food combinations and choices. And everybody says this is the best ever, and it is the best ever.
I'm in agreement with that.
Yes?
I think it's the best ever. I have no monetary reward fantasy in my head when I say that.
No, but we sit there
but
chugging.
But it is. It follows our principle.
It's a total principle.
Chemical-free, organically
right.
grown.
That's right.
Respect for nature. Respect
right.
for your own body.
That's exactly
eating and drinking the things that, without the chemicals, without the colorings and the flavors, the
always.
Texturizers
yes.
and all the different stuff.
And I love to hear your discussion. Nobody can ever say it the way you do. And it just brings me back to fantasies I had, you know, not only when I'm young, but even right now, of bubbling mountain streams and my deep desire that one day we'd go and see cascading mountain streams. Talk about our water and cascading mountain streams.
You just said it.
I didn't say it as well as you.
Oh, but you said it so beautifully. I love to listen to say it one more time.
Oh, I like cascading mountain streams. I don't know that I feel like exactly going in a boat down the cascading mountain streams. I'd rather have the experience without necessarily being in a boat. Could you talk about that experience?
Well, if you go without a boat, it's even more hazardous. But when you have dancing molecules, that's what Mona's really trying to say, dancing molecules, dance of hydrogen and oxygen. And your cells in your body love the dancing molecules of hydrogen and oxygen. It's called water. And the purified water that comes out of the spigot at Alive and Well goes through a vortex machine on the way. Besides being filtered and cleansed and purified, it goes through the machine, the vortex machine, which it re-choreographs all the hydrogen and all the oxygen and making water like it was coming off of a cascading mountain stream. It's just that simple. Your body uses oxygen and hydrogen in the water form for a host of things to keep you alive and well.
Amen. Absolutely. And remember, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. You don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. And all that we do is share important information about what doctors, holistic even and otherwise, who in clinical trials, what they have learned about nutrients. We are messengers. We are reporters. We bring that information to you, mm-hmm. even in the consultation, once you can make that appointment at the 877-4950 with Dennis or without me. There's never a charge, never a charge, never has been, never will be. But we love to share the information. And that is great. And one important, incredible, I always wish that I could remember the fairy tales a little better than I did. I don't know why. I know that Aladdin's lamp was a big thing, but other things were like the hidden treasures, the things that weren't even recognized in the old fairy tales mm-hmm. about treasures that we learned when we, you know, I love those tales.
Well, you, honey, you are a chest full of treasures.
Thank you. Treasure chest. Nice.
You are instantaneous, moment by moment, a source of wonderful light and inspiration.
Thank you so much. Okay. Are you going to start changing my name to Aladdin or Ladina? Okay. Very good.
Ladina, it's good, yeah.
Well, you can change my name, if you like, to a miracle worker. And, you know, I'm not Anne Bancroft.
And I'm going to say Anne Bancroft. She has that one nailed down.
She also graduated the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, where I did in New York. Anyhow, and she played in that show, Miracle Worker. She was great. But anyway, the thing is, eggshell membrane is amazing.
You said it so well.
Eggshell
membrane.
Do it one more time. I can't even believe, in an organic egg, if you cook it, the there's a membrane that attaches to the shell of that egg, that little skinny little membrane, mm-hmm. and the eggshell membrane was found to have multitudinous benefits.
But nobody ever eats it.
You don't have to eat it. You can take it in a concentrated form from Alive and Well, the eggshell membrane concentrated form, and it creates new mitochondria. It creates flexibility, elasticity in the joints, but it also helps to, so there's greater mobility, but it's also great for your skin, even creating collagen, which couldn't be bad for your
Incredible.
For your skin at any age, for your tissues at any
Incredible.
Age, for your cells at any age. Eggshell membrane miracle. And here, Den's going to
exactly
read a little
what
bit.
It is.
And there's a, and it's good on Live Well, and there's also more information here.
Here's what the holistic physicians say
That's
about
exactly right.
eggshell
Go ahead.
Membrane. It's a unique biological matrix that is composed of major joint constituents, including chondroitin and glucosamine and hyaluronic acid and collagen and other proteins, which means what? It's going to rebuild, restore, create new ligaments and tendons, connective tissue, muscle tone around the joints, particularly to hold your knee to your thigh bone and your lower leg bone, and knuckles. People get such sore knuckles as they get on with years, okay? These things break down. And to restore mobility and pain-free creative finger ability, if you will, what about digital dexterity, I guess would be a better word.
I like
right?
that. You always have some okay. good words to describe that. And don't forget what it can do for your skin and all of those other connected tissues, because creating new elasticity, we lose that ability.
That's right.
We lose that creation. But eggshell membrane does it for you.
No.
And you know what? Even the experts say in as little as 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful buddy. We'll be talking more about pain power, but it's a wonderful buddy.
I was
buddy.
Just going to say
so
that.
It's, best buddies. Remember team players, best buddies? And we'll
I
be talking
do,
about pain power and
remember.
The multitudinous things it does. And this is its best buddy.
And the pain
member.
Power with all the natokinase, sirocopeptidase, the boswellia, and all
show
the...
Show off.
Yeah.
Fancy
I can say those words very fast.
I can't do it very
okay.
well. Go ahead.
But all of the components of pain power... which put out the chronic inflammation, which is burning up your connective tissue and your joints and your elbows and your knees and so on. Along with that comes the eggshell membrane to help reconstruct, renew, restore mobility to your joints and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-do.
And remember remember the war scenes we used to see it on old black and white movies and documentaries? With the war, everything destroyed, and then pain power stopping the inflammation, stopping the war, stopping the attacks, and its buddy comes in to help it, because to reconstruct create new life and new tissue formation.
Did I say it as well as that?
I think you try. You show off a little bit, but you try.
Yeah, I do try.
Well, there couldn't be more. This is dramatically and extraordinarily important information. So please, whatever you're doing, try to listen up, try to really focus on this, because a great hero is talking about this. And he certainly is my hero. He saved my life, you know. Very famous, one of the most famous medical doctors in the United States, Jonathan Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T-M-D, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great speaker, lecturer. He's been a dramatic change he's made in a zillion lives. And he gave me, at one point, the Ultra Silver, which saved me from one antibiotic I took that gave me Crohn's disease years and years ago because I was performing. And he said, that's what I use at my clinic, the Ultra Silver. That's another story. But now Jonathan Wright, MD, has just come out. And it's my, July. I was born in July. And he just came out with this,
You suppose this is a birthday message?
I think it is.
He really picked up
because it was my
that.
Birthday month, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you the exact date. And I'm not going to tell you what year I was born, okay? Not going to share that, all right? Gary says I don't have to. And I'm listening to my boy chick, Gary. He says, Mom, you don't have to share the year you were born, okay? Very good. But anyway, Jonathan Wright.
What year were you born?
Huh? I'm not going to say it. All right? Don't even ask.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you if you tell me.
No. Bad boy. You stand in the corner over there. I'm going to talk about Jonathan Wright.
Get
and
on
you
with
can
it.
Give me. This is so important because it actually did save my life knowing the truth about this. And here is his article that he wrote putting out throughout the U.S. of A. And here it is about bioidentical hormones that can save your life. And he's writing right now along with his working medical doctor, John Sherman, at the Tahoma Clinic. He says, most conventional endocrinologists promote synthetic or patented hormone substitutes, which cause severe problems when taken for human hormone imbalance. And he goes on, even insurance and pharmaceutical companies argue with providers over the use of preferred natural hormones. And he said, this is what Dr. Wright says, did you know, listen to this, natural hormones reduce your risk of death by as much as 30 to 50%?
I did not know that.
According to recent research, and then he's got the documented figures.
Yeah, yeah.
When this research was first published in 2022, much of conventional medicine just yawned and continued to withhold life-saving hormones to their patients. Stay with me. This is so critically important over here.
Got to turn a page.
And listen to this. More than 40 medical observational studies, show consistent results. There is a 50% reduction in coronary heart disease in natural hormone replacement therapy users versus non-users. Did we hear
non-users
this?
Non-users and synthetic hormone
that's
users.
That's okay. Right. And I want you to do these two paragraphs, and then I want to talk about my own experience right here. These
do
two
we
paragraphs.
Have time for your own experience?
Yes, these two paragraphs.
Is that
top of the page,
tell
kid.
Gary to stretch the clock.
Yeah,
okay.
Read about this Women's Health
okay.
Initiative.
I see it.
Very
see
good.
It.
Go okay. ahead, kid.
Here it is, folks, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. The Women's Health Initiative study concluded that the use of CEE, which is conjugated equine estrogens.
That's estrogens from horses. Go ahead.
Equine is horses. Plus progestin, which is a synthetic chemical form of progesterone. That therapy, used after menopause, increased the risk for heart disease and stroke and blood clots and breast cancer and dementia, just to name a few. The study was stopped early primarily due to the so-called obvious increase in breast cancer incidence throughout the use of horse estrogen and synthetic progestin. But that's okay with the drug companies to use those things, right? By the way, not all reported estrogen is estrogen. Most research using the label estrogen is actually CEE, or conjugated equine estrogens.
Just
equine referring to horses.
Horse estrogen.
Okay.
Pregnant
so
mare's urine, it used to be called.
Yes.
Pregnant mare's urine. Premarin. Go ahead.
Which contains over eight horse estrogens and totally foreign to the human body. They're great for horses, terrible for humans. Premarin, a CEE brand, stands for pregnant mare
urine.
May I?
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay. Pregnant mare E in a synthetic progestin in the form of medroxyprogesterone acetate, Provera is the brand name, is also typically used in research, including the WHI study, but is still labeled as progesterone, although it's not progesterone.
Okay. And, you know, that's it. And, you know, what this gets me to tremendous extent, because I'll give you also some other background, okay? And that is, yes, my mother was put on Premarin and developed the most, she developed glioblastoma, the most deadly form of brain cancer, and had a massive stroke. You know, years later, Premarin was taken off the market entirely because so many women died of cancer, all different forms of cancer, not just one. It was taken off the market and forbidden to be sold. And then the Premarin paid off, you know, went into the collusion and paid off the top people in power, and the thing was put back, and people were put on that again. I think I can't even begin to equate that evil, all right?
Well, the incidence of breast cancer, uterine cancer, every form of female cancers were dramatically increased with the use of Premarin.
That's exactly right.
It was proven time and time ad nauseum.
That's right.
But money talks, and the pharmaceutical industry got its way.
And you know what? Just to share a little experience of my own, way before, you know, I was in my 40s and I had what they called, they said my breasts were like solid rocks. That's what the doctor said. There's no normal tissue. Your breasts are like bean bags. I couldn't believe that statement. Solid rocks. No normal tissue. We have to amputate your breasts and take them off right away or you'll be dead probably within 6 months. It's lethal. And at that time, we were working with a top nutritionist, Jeff Donegan, and he said, Mona, have you heard about Dr. John Lee, MD, and the natural hormone replacement used as a cream that's a leader in U.S.? And it's the opposite of toxicity is it fills receptor sites in breast tissue, endometrial and ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause lumps and growths. And it heals that. He brought in the top players in both the natural estrogen called estriol that women make and then stop making in their 40s and natural progesterone that women make and stop making in their 40s. He got the cream. I put it on my breast the way you're supposed to do it. And in less than 6 weeks, I had no trace of any tumor, any lumps, anything. It's been 100% normal all these years. I've continued to use it. It's a bone builder and has multitudinous benefits. And Dr. Lee, who never got a dime from anything with the cream, but was a great leader in having women and the whole public understand about preventing cancer, and he wrote many books about this. And it has in the thing that using it on the tissue is so helpful to a zillion different benefits, because we don't make those natural hormones after the mid-40s. And that's been a miracle.
The bone building capabilities.
Bone building, okay. Myelin sheath building.
Myelin sheath.
Improving weight, improving everything, improving mood, a host of benefits, and preventing all forms of lumps and tumors. It's been a miracle for me, and I don't want to tell you how many decades older I am than the kid I was in my 40s when I had that, and I've never had a recurrence, and I used that natural progesterone, which is the leader. We bring in that same leader. And have that, you know, that happy progesterone cream and the happy estriol, because it's the form that women made, that plants make, not the toxic thing from the urine of
pregnant mares.
Okay. And even the list, the doctors have a long list of all the reports done by that it actually supports the normalization of the vagina, which makes a big difference in, you know, sexual life, and the ureter reconstructs the ureter that tends to break down, helps to prevent bladder infections, all of those things, hot flashes, a zillion different benefits with not only no side effects, it's all benefits.
It's all benefits for the uterus as well. If you recall, not just the breast tissue, which prevents breast cancer, but also helps with protecting the uterine wall lining as well and preventing uterine cancer. But also, there's a product called Adams Cream. Adams Cream is what?
Talk about it. Talk about Adam, honey. You're Adam. You talk about Adam.
I'm going to
okay.
get Adam.
Tell what the guys need and okay. what guys don't make after their mid-years. Go ahead.
Well, the same thing happens in the male anatomy, okay? You may not be aware of this, but men make estrogen. What? Men make estrogen? But I'm a man. I don't make girl stuff. Yeah, you do. Estrogen is part of your hormonal balance. And progesterone is also part of your hormonal balance when you're young. But as you age, you don't make those hormones in the same ratio that you made them when you were younger. Things change. Your testosterone level changes to dihydrotestosterone. Your estrogen levels become increased. But there's the same doctor, Dr. John Lee, who developed this product called Happy PMS, puts out a male formula called Adams Cream, Adams Equalizer. And using the Adams Equalizer reduces what? Excessive estrogen.
Right. There, which has a host of things going on.
And it slows down or prevents or ameliorates the conversion of testosterone into estrogens. So it works on so many levels of the same basic program of preventing ill health, preventing cancer development, preventing all the complications of growing older, of not making the youthful hormones like you did when you were 18 and 20 and 25. All of those things go away as you age, but with supplanting the synthetic drugs to try to ameliorate problems, using the bioidentical progesterone in a cream form, your body uses that to protect you from the estrogenic excesses and cancer development.
That's right, and it has a world. You know, remember all the as you've heard. If you're not a male, you certainly know. I'm sure you know males have been part of your family who just have suffered so with the swollen prostates and all the terrible things that it does, and the loss of sleep, et cetera, and so forth. And also, it drops because of raising up estrogens. When you don't have the natural progesterone, you can't function sexually and other things like that. And natural progesterone helps to prevent that swelling of the prostate and that high and that excess of estrogens that cause a host of other ill health benefits.
I could not have said it better.
Negative, I should say. Yes,
it really works. It does the job.
It does it. It's wonderful. It's a miracle, and it saved my life and saved me from having the chop being on the chop block.
And it also helps with bone density. It also helps with the absorption of calcium, maintaining good bone structure. It's just phenomenal what these things can do. if you're using the natural substance. Keep in mind, again, folks, what holistic physicians say. Drugs reduce symptoms. Yes, thank God that they reduce the symptoms. But in so doing, they don't solve the problem. Reducing symptoms is one thing, but recreating life in your cell is something else. And the nutrients recreate life. Life, living cells, function better than just reducing and dumbing down the symptoms of a condition.
And, you know, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, is talking. We've spoken about this, and he's putting all the medical records here and more new medical records saying this. And here he is just bringing out this information, Dr. David Brownstein, MD, that acetaminophen, otherwise known as Tylenol and other medications like that, acetaminophen, this is the title of the article he wrote, not I, he wrote it. Acetaminophen is dangerous for the heart. Acetaminophen is a commonly used painkiller in Tylenol and other products, says the doctor. Researchers attending the, capitalized, American Physiology Summit in April 2024 in Long Beach, California, reported that acetaminophen was found to alter proteins in heart tissue. The scientist stated, quote, "We found that regular use of acetaminophen at concentrations that are so-called considered safe causes numerous signaling pathways inside the heart to be altered," end quote. Many doctors recommend acetaminophen over non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, such as ibuprofen. But acetaminophen has never been shown to be any safer than NSAIDs. And acetaminophen is well known, listen, to deplete the antioxidant glutathione in the liver, which makes acetaminophen toxic to the liver. One of the most common causes of liver failure is acetaminophen toxicity. Do you hear this? Do you understand what these drugs do? And these are the doctors reporting it. And that's why when they, in top hospitals, when people going for liver failure, the leading cause of liver failure, they say, number one causes are these over-the-counter drugs. Number two is alcoholism. I'm not supporting alcoholism. I'm saying this even, it's the number one cause of liver failure. They give NAC,
N-acetylcysteine,
to recreate the liver cell. And glutathione, which helps
glutathione production.
Yes, that's okay. Right. And NAC, yes, but this is, instead of doing this dangerous thing, why don't you use the pain power?
The pain power reduces inflammation, chronic inflammation. We've said this so many times, folks, and it is in every nutritional report, every disease report, every health report is the influence of chronic inflammation, which is fire. Inflammation is fire. Excessive heat, which destroys cells. And cells, an individual cell anywhere in your body, you can't see a human cell. It is so tiny, it's not a speck of dust. But with, on your naked eye, you can't see it. But put that naked dust under a microscope, and suddenly you see a human cell. And the human cell is producing energy. The mitochondria is invisible. But there, in the heart cell, there are 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. And those 5,000 mitochondria create energy just for that one cell. But put all those cells together, whether it's your heart or your liver or your brains or your little toe, all the mitochondria in those cells create energy for that one invisible cell. Well, what destroys the invisible cell? The very thing that we're talking about.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. What the, those medications are absolutely
That's
lethal.
What they do.
That's what they do.
Okay.
And you
by,
know, right, go ahead.
Excuse me. By using nutrients, feed the cells, help to create new energy within every cell. Drugs reduce symptoms, which seem to give relief. Wonderful. But then the relief effect requires more drugs. by using nutrients, which all holistic physicians say to do, recreates the energy-producing capability of your cells.
Right, and here's, yes, go ahead.
And that in turn creates the efficiency of the liver function. Okay, it prevents the degeneration of the liver, prevents the degeneration of the heart and muscle tissue, prevents the degeneration of the neurotrophic factor in your brain. All these things are enhanced by nutrients.
Right.
The very things that life is based on.
And here's another, the vast reports that came out in June 2024, and by doctors and all quoted by the clinical trial, saying that nearly 70 million prescriptions for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, are written each year in the U.S., Can you hear that? And 30 billion doses are consumed, often for headaches, back pain, menstrual pain. Research found a strong link between the use of these NSAIDs with an increased risk of heart attack in the first 7 days. Did you hear that? With or without a previous history of any heart disease, heart attack in the first 7 days. Okay? And then goes on that the NSAIDs are prescribed to treat back pain, headaches, menstrual pain, arthritis. While most consider this medication innocuous, the truth is that by conservative estimates, say the doctors, over 100,000 people are hospitalized each year from the side effects of NSAIDs, and over 16,000 of those die right there.
Whoa.
16,000 per year.
Oh, baby.
So, that's just right out death, known and recognized.
Those are the hospitalized.
Yes, death.
What about people who take the stuff at home and don't go to the hospital?
And aren't even linked to that. Side effects from NSAIDs, now this is very important, range from hearing loss to gastrointestinal bleeding. And there's medical antidotes have no antidote for NSAID poisoning, which can lead to metabolic acidosis, multi-system organ failure, and death, say the doctors.
Multi-system organ failure. Boy, if that isn't a catch-all phrase.
That's right.
What is?
All the systems break down. And research has now discovered the side effects from these NSAIDs can occur even with short-term use, heart attack in the first week. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has recognized the risk associated since 2004. And in order
it's taken them that long?
That long. And
how
in order
many?
To review all of these studies.
In the early 50s, the 40s, the 30s, these painkillers were on the market. It's taken the FDA, 90 years, 100 years to
That's
find
right.
out
but
what's going on.
But they're not stopping people from doing it, and they're being prescribed this.
Yeah.
And when they say that it causes, the NSAIDs, a myocardial infarction.
That's
and
a
would
heart
you
attack.
Define what a heart and what they define as the
okay.
myocardial infarction?
Here we go, folks, just as the doctor wrote it. Your heart requires a supply of oxygen and nutrients to enable that heart muscle to continue to pump. You have two large coronary arteries that branch off your aorta, the right and the left coronary arteries. These arteries branch further to feed your heart the oxygen and the nutrients that the heart needs. If one of the larger arteries or branches becomes blocked, the portion of the heart that artery feeds is starved of oxygen. If the situation continues, that area of the heart muscle will die. Those little invisible cells, you can't see them, they need oxygen, they're not getting it, they die. This is the conventional description of a myocardial infarction, or literally, death of heart muscle. By what? By the very drugs they're giving you.
And they're all over the place, and people think it's innocuous, and they're never informed that way. And all of those prescriptions, take it, it's nothing. Right. And I'm applauding.
Better to feed your cells rather than dumb them down with drugs. That's what holistic physicians say. That's what Hippocrates said several thousand years ago.
Yes.
Okay, let food be your medicine.
That's
because
right. Let
food
your food
contained, in those days, food contained the nutrients that people need to live. Well, food contains today 60,000 man-made chemicals. What? The government allows 60,000 man-made chemicals in our food supply, in our water supply, in our air. We breathe it, we eat it, we drink it. And those chemicals do what? They don't sustain life.
No, they don't at all. And the great nutrients that have, there's never a side effect. Great nutrients in the Pain Power help all kinds of situations. All kinds of situations.
The Pain Power, again, folks, I know I'm beating the same drum, but the drum says, put out the fire, put
That's
out
right.
the fire, put out the fire. The fire is all the negative components of rapid aging brought on by the pollutants in our environment, by aging itself, creates degeneration of tissue, and the result is inflammation. Well, inflammation is fire. Again, we're talking about microscopic little pieces of poof, which are called cells. But those cells comprise every bit of your anatomy.
Right,
because we've got so many of them, godzillion numbers of cells. They all produce life. They all are living organisms. But the drugs reduce symptoms of a health challenge, but they don't solve the problem.
No. And here's another thing that doesn't solve the problem. And I'm applauding a very famous doctor. Okay, Dr. Mehmet Oz, you know. Good name,
Colonel
right?
Oz,
Dr.
Yeah.
Oz.
Yeah.
I thought that was some kind of fairy tale relative to the Oz, you know? Okay. But anyway, Dr. Oz, this is his article that just came out. As a matter of fact, it came out a few days after my birthday in 2024 in July.
I suppose he did that intentionally.
I think so, but
why didn't he bring it out on your birthday?
On my birthday, because he said, I know about it. He says, she knows about it. I don't have to bring it out now. Okay. Dr. Oz wrote this article in bringing up all the medical background, okay? And Dr. Oz, acid reflux meds hike, that means push up, migraine risk.
Oh, boy.
And here's Dr. Oz reporting, okay? Common drugs taken for, I'm reading his article. Common drugs taken for gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, or acid reflux, such as the proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, Nexium and Prevacid, or H2 blockers, Tagamet and Pepcid, increase your risk of migraine headaches dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
University of Maryland medical researchers looked at data on almost 12,000 people, are we hearing? And found that those taking PPIs, these drugs, were 70% more likely to have migraines than people not taking the medication. And those taking H2 blockers were 40% more likely to getting these migraine headaches. And I want you to talk about this, Dan. He's telling you that how dangerous this is and that it's not a lack of, contrary to widespread belief, it's not excess stomach acid. It's not any of that. Talk about what Super Digestizyme does and how we don't make what's necessary.
Well, what holistic physicians say, the condition arises because of an inadequate supply.
Right, and that's what he says. Go ahead.
Of hydrochloric acid.
That's exactly what he
said. An inadequate supply of digestive enzymes. Why inadequate? Because you're not 6 years old. You're not 18 years old. You're probably 40, 45, 50, and on up. And every year you live, you produce less hydrochloric acid, less digestive enzyme composition. You digest your food less efficiently. And at the bottom of your esophagus, keep in mind, the food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus, and the esophagus empties into the stomach. When you swallow, the esophagus little valve at the bottom of the esophagus opens and lets the food into the stomach and closes tight again if there is enough hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes. It stimulates the esophageal sphincter to squeeze tight and not let the acid come up your throat. But when the acid does come up your throat, it means that the esophageal reflux is not functioning properly. The acid isn't strong enough to stimulate that little sphincter to squeeze tight. So the acid is coming up your throat, and the doctor says, well, we've got to give you a proton pump inhibitor, or you're going to get throat cancer. And it does lead to throat cancer. That's not an empty threat. Hydrochloric acid and enzymes coming up into your throat and giving you heartburn, or esophageal reflux disease can lead to destruction of your throat and cancer.
And that's exactly what Dr. Oz goes on to say.
Right. But ironically, it isn't a matter of taking a proton pump inhibitor, which neutralizes the acid.
No.
Because if you neutralize the acid in your throat, you're also neutralizing the whatever acid you have left in your stomach. And that presents what? Putrefaction.
That's right.
You don't digest your food.
No.
You don't break it down. You don't assimilate the nutrients that are contained in the food. And you get stinky and farty, and you get smelly, and you get pain, and you get irregular bowel function. You get all kinds of...
Destruction of the digestive tract, too. Go ahead,
That's
Jim.
Right.
Right.
And all kinds of colon problems.
Yes.
Okay?
That's
then
right.
We do a colonoscopy. Then we do all kinds of other stuff. The idea, say, holistic physicians, is to use a digestive enzyme to supplement the enzymes you no longer make. It's just as simple as that. You're missing something, well, provide the something. So the Super Digestizyme product contains the digestive enzymes that you made in abundance when you were 20 years old, and you digest your food like a 20-year-old. A 6-year-old child makes more hydrochloric acid than a 55-year-old person, because they say by 55, you've lost 70% of your ability to make, create, produce digestive enzymes. 70% by 55? Well, that's when all the digestive complications start to arise. That's the people who have all the digestive problems. People late 40s, early 50s, invariably have heartburn, have gassy, farty, have stinky, have all kinds of discomfort and irregular bowel function.
And Super Digestizyme is an incredible combination of all of those things in the right balance, and also has what we don't make, which is critical for breaking down the fats and everything, which is the bile acid, the natural bile acids, which the liver doesn't produce anymore, and you can break down all of the fats and get perfect digestion.
I couldn't have said it better.
Okay, I'm glad you gave me that credit. But really,
I'm glad you interrupted my conversation.
But I think it's important. It's an interaction. Interaction, not
that's
interruption.
So that's the answer to the whole. Again, folks, we are here to give you free public information, what holistic physicians say.
Right.
All right? Because holistic physicians say to build your health. Build, don't supplement, divert life with drugs. Drugs can sustain longer life, but not efficiently.
Okay.
All right? And they reduce the symptoms, but the nutrients create the new cells, the new life, to be able to perform and live as you did much younger years.
And this is not Mona saying this. This is a top, super famous cardiologist, heart doctor, Dr. Chauncey Crandall, Yale graduate, chief of the cardiac program of the world-renowned Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And he makes this very important point. I'm reading what he says. Many people have heard of cardiocoenzyme Q10, but don't really understand the crucial role it plays in health. Cardioq10 is a natural vitamin-like substance found in body cells, particularly in organs with higher energy needs like the heart. All cells contain
and the brain.
All cells contain mitochondria, microscopic powerhouses that generate life-giving energy. Cardioq10 plays a vital role in this energy production process. In addition, just like you've said, to enhancing cellular energy production in the heart, brain, and other organs, says the doctor, Cardioq10 provides additional benefits. During energy production, cell-damaging free radicals are formed as byproducts of oxidation. And as a powerful antioxidant, Cardioq10 counteracts the negative oxidative stress, supporting the health of cells in the heart and other organs. Research also shows that the cardio form of CoQ10 promotes the health of the endothelium, or inner lining of blood vessels. This is critically important to cardiovascular health, says the doctor, because it supports normal circulation and balances the inflammation.
And the endothelium becomes aged and hyperoxidized and becomes hardened. And when you have hardening of the arteries, it's the endothelium that's being destroyed.
Right.
The cardio Q10 helps to restore the elasticity along with the super omega 3 fish oils.
Just what he says.
Okay.
And he says that aging adults and those who are statin users, this is the doctor, need much more cardio Q10.
Because the statin drugs destroy cardio
Q10. Just what he says. Unfortunately, CoQ10 levels decrease, like get lesser with age. In fact, CoQ10 levels are highest in the first 20 years of life, but they decline after that point. By the fourth decade of life, cardio Q10 levels have dropped at least as much as 30%, and statin drugs used for cholesterol deplete the natural levels of the cardio Q10.
Drugs destroy cardio Q10.
Right, and he makes that point, and then he goes on to say, and he summarizes that scientific research has also shown that omega-3s found in the purest fish oil, including EPA and DHA, promote heart health and normal cholesterol. These omega-3s, EPA and DHA, promote normal inflammatory balance. In addition, the DHA and EPA support brain health. Talk about that. EPA and DHA.
I know. By reducing inflammation, you reduce the cauterizing, if you will, of the endothelium. You maintain. Keep in mind, folks, everything in your body is microscopic. Microscopic. Tiny, tiny, tiny. You can't see it. But put it all together into a 150-pound, 250-pound human being, and all those invisible pieces of dust suddenly become a human being. And the same thing works with your eyes, with the individual organs of your body, your brain and your heart and your liver and your kidneys and all the organs are all the individual little pieces you can't see without a microscope. But within each one of those little pieces you can't see are mitochondria. And the mitochondria are also invisible, but they also create the energy for that one cell. And put all those cells together into, as I've said so many times, into an 8-ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart.
That's right.
And that heart is comprised of godzillion numbers of microscopic pieces called cells. And those cells have godzillion numbers of mitochondria, create energy for that one invisible cell.
Right.
Put them all together and that heart beats 100,000 times a day.
Right.
Where does it get all the energy? From the mitochondria.
Right. And remember,
cardio
Q10. And the cardio form is the active 100% ubiquinol, completely natural but very concentrated and full of the life.
It is a most unique form that there is. Okay.
Right.
And it's that. And the brain has 10,000 invisible mitochondria for every cell in your brain. And it uses what? Again, the cardio Q10 to keep those mitochondria pumping.
Now
creating
here,
energy,
yes.
creating life.
And here's another top doctor, Russell Blaylock, MD. And he is saying right here, and he's talking about the brains, guys, talking about your brains. Get the brains on it over here, okay? He's calling the master of brain support the super pure omega-3 fish oils, EPA and DHA.
Right, because they keep the elasticity of the little capillaries elastic. They don't become hardened.
He says here, you may not realize this, says the doctor, but 60% of your brain is composed of fat. Hey, fatheads, are you listening to me? Come on, fatheads, listen. Omega-3 fats, EPA, DHA, provide the building blocks for your brain's 86 billion nerve cells. I'm talking it. I'm saying what the doctor says. And since your body can't make them, you must get these omega-3s through supplementation. Good doctor for saying that. Research demonstrates that consumption of more of these omega-3s, EPA and DHA, produce larger, more functional brain. And here he quotes, a 2009 scientific medical review concluded that these omega-3 fatty acids play a critical role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults. And he says the EPA, DHA, most abundant fats in the brain cell membrane, most concentrated in brain regions involved in memory, help offset the effects of damaging free radicals. Free radicals are terrorists, destructive.
They're inflammatory.
That's right.
Fire.
It promotes blood flow to memory critical areas of the brain, these fatty acids, and supports a balanced inflammatory response. In addition to supporting brain health, medical research proves that omega-3s also promote heart health. We've said it many times, quoted many times, and I'm sure you realize, he says, Dr. Blaylock, that this is a wonderful bonus for those over 40 or 50. But don't stop there. Restore your brain energy, he says, with CardioCoQ10. Mitochondria are necessary to convert oxygen and nutrients into energy, and they have to have the CardioCoQ10, he said, in order to do that.
And keep in mind also that the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to the brain are through capillaries and the tiniest of little blood passageways that are equally as small as the cells in your brain. But how does the blood get through? Only when the fire is out. The fire is put out by the fish oil, super pure omega-3 fish oils. But super pure omega-3 fish oils help to put out the inflammation, but the omega-6 oils from seeds and nuts and vegetable oils, safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all contain omega-6.
That's right.
And omega-6 creates the fire.
Right.
More inflammation.
Yes.
That's where CardioCoQ10 becomes so important. That's where the super pure omega-3 fish oils become so important.
Right. He also says another tremendous supporting one is phosphatidylserine. We've often talked about brain cell membrane support, brain cell integrity. And it's a fatty acid that's really helpful. But he really makes the point to curcumin. Curcumin is an antioxidant scavenger of free radicals, promotes an optimal inflammatory response, supports mitochondrial function, and supports brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a protein that supports the growth of nerve cells. And he says it has to be with the black pepper fruit extract for improved absorption. And that's Pain Power.
Where do you find all those combinations? In Pain Power. Pain Power puts out the inflammation
in
the brain.
That's
puts
right.
out the inflammation of your vascular system.
That's right.
Puts out the inflammation of your sore knuckles and your knees and your back.
That's right.
Puts out the inflammation, which is the source, says all medical science. Chronic inflammation is the source, the creator of all ALL disease.
And remember, just as we were saying about, we now have a very high and wonderful price concentration of the super pure omega-3 combination. Mm-hmm. It's really highly, even more highly concentrated and beneficial. Absolutely terrific. And we have 100% CardioCoQ10. These are the great nutrients for just about your heart, your brain, you name it. It's all happening over there.
And when you come in, ask about rocket power for the brain.
That's right. The rocket fuel for the brain. That's Brain Power. That's another terrific thing.
Pain Power, CardioCoQ10.
Yes.
The best fish oil in the market.
That's right. And you can't blame NASA. NASA uses it for their astronauts, the Brain Power. We got it there. Maybe NASA didn't give us the credit, but they're saying it's rocket fuel for the brain, and they're giving it to their astronauts, and we can give it to you. You'll feel like flying out into outer space every single day, and you'll always feel that going to Alive and Well. Come. Alive and Well is there for you. Call that 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services. Come and eat everything. You have a party. We'll have it all ready for you. Want to set up a time with Dennis or with Mona? There's no charge. 877-4950. Beautiful, comfortable area. Not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Just give the great information. We love to share with you. Everything is shared with you at Alive and Well.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time that
optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.